This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Well, on another day, the Red Sox offense comes up a little short. The Sox still have not won back-to-back games this year. It's the fourth time this season that they have scored two runs or fewer. And today the final, 3-2, a loss against the San Diego Padres in game two of a three-game set at Fenway Park. Joe Weil with you here inside the WEEI studios. Tristan Andrew behind the glass. We're going to take you close to 8 p.m. tonight here on Red Sox Review. So a short-ish show, but we want to hear from you. 617-779-7937, the number to call in here. Again, 617-779-7937. You can also text us at that same number, 617-779-7937. Now, this offensive performance from the Sox is one I do think you can excuse. Every batter in the lineup today had a hard hit ball, and there were several times today that on a regular day, the ball probably would have went out or gone to the wall. Instead, they ended up just being flyouts. There are guys in this lineup I like the at-bats that I'm starting to see. I mean, Marcelo Meyer, I think, has looked good in this homestand. I like what I've seen from Wilson Contreras. I think what he brings just in general from a personality standpoint is something that this team needs. A little bit of flair, some confidence that you can definitely see at the plate. And he did have one of the two runs scored. Roman Anthony, I actually thought, had one of the best at-bats of the season in the eighth inning. Runner on first and Sadon, down by one, nobody out. Adrian Morejon on the mound for the Padres, who was absolutely filthy. Roman falls down to the count. He's facing a two-strike situation, and then he rips a single into right field, setting up runners at the corners with nobody out. An advantageous spot for this team to get a run across. They got a little bit of help from the Padres defense on what could have been a double play ball that Cronenworth just didn't quite handle with his glove. Ends up being a run scoring play off the bat of Andrew Monasterio, and they tie it at two. You felt pretty good about things. Chapman gets two quick outs in the ninth inning. And then Fernando Tatis Jr., after striking out four times over his first four at-bats, had a really impressive at-bat in the bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth inning. Two swinging strikes to start off the at-bat. Then he fouls off a sinker. He spits on a splitter, so it counts at 1-2, and then he drives a sinker over the head of Sadon in center field for a double, which then sets up the RBI single by Ramon Laureano. Will Middlebrooks was all over it in saying that this is not an advantageous situation for Chapman with Laureano being a guy that's short to the ball. It's exactly what happened. He drives in the game-winning run. Padres win it 3-2. So I mentioned that there are a couple of bats in this lineup that I'm not too concerned about. And I think overall this lineup is going to be better than what we've seen. Obviously, Willy Abreu, he's a name I haven't mentioned. He's been great all season long. Did strike out in the ninth inning. Mason Miller, you can just chalk it up to that. Everybody else struck out against him, too. He ends up going 1-for-3 with a walk in this game. We know he's hitting. Trevor Story in the two spot is still the most alarming thing, or one of the most alarming things about this lineup to me. With Story, there's a track record. I respect the track record. I actually really enjoy the player and the person that he is. But man, there were a couple of key spots in this one that you would have liked to see a player of his caliber come through. Fifth inning situation against Randy Vasquez. Grounds out to second with a runner on third after Roman tripled in that fifth inning. That tripled the lone extra base hit of the day for the Sox. And then Story grounds out. Then you go to the eighth inning situation. Runners at the corners, nobody out. He strikes out there. And I said this before. I was on with Jones and Keefe earlier in the week. A lot of times, not every lineup, but a lot of times you see the best batter in the lineup batting second. And I just look at this lineup, and it's in that spot in particular that I really miss Alex Bregman's bat, especially the start he's off to with the Cubs. And then you look at the guy that is playing his spot, and I think Caleb Durbin's going to turn this around and be a respectable hitter. And he did have a single today. but it wasn't like a hard hit ball or anything. So he's one for four today. He's now two for 26 to start off his Red Sox career. He went 1 for 3 today. So 2 for 25. That being said, he's not really hitting anything hard, barreling up baseballs. That's not really his game anyway. It's to make contact. I just am still concerned about those two guys, the left side of the infield. They're not doing enough right now. That needs to change for this offense to, at the very least, get to league average. When Trevor Story goes, this team goes. They went 22-2 last year in games that he hit a home run in. He's not giving enough. He's not doing enough right now for this team. 0-4 today, again, and he ends up getting retired in some key spots. What are your biggest concerns thus far? This team's 2-6 to start the season. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex Cora. He just had a chance to talk after the game. Very curious what he has to say after what was a very cold, non-offensive game that his team was on the losing side of.
What did you see with the at-bats today?
I mean, I think we got to swing less, to be honest with you. You know, get them in the zone, not chase. You know, they have good arms, like everybody in the big leagues, right? But I think from our end, kind of like slow it down. You were watching the game. I think the first five hitters for us, we were up in the count 2-0, right? So just make sure, like, when you're ahead, you get your pitcher hit, you know, and if it's not there, take your walk. So.
What do you think of Connelly?
Inconsistent. I mean, you saw the walks, right? But he battled through it, gave us 4, and then the bullpen did a good job.
Talk about Roman's throwing this morning.
I thought that was better. Yeah, much better. Yeah, he got the angle. I know the ball tail. I was just talking to Huddy, but there was more conviction behind it. That was really good.
Good start by Chapman in the ninth.
Yeah, 2 pitches, 2 strikes. I mean, he had Tatis with 2 strikes, hit the ball hard, middle, and then a split that hung. And Laureano, he's been doing that the last few years. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to them, you know, and you got to regroup and be ready tomorrow to win the series.
What do you saw from Monasterio in that bat? From Monasterio?
Amazing. Really good. I don't know if he spread out and tried to put the open play, but it looked like there was intent behind that, right? Like, he didn't want to strike out. You know, and when you put the ball in play, good things can happen. Maybe if he hits into a double play, you're asking me why Monasterio there. But, you know, he did an amazing job against a tough lefty, just battling, put the ball in play, they threw the ball away, we score, we tie the game. He extended the game.
With the way the offense has been lately, how thin of a margin is it? You know, it really need to play well defensively to win games.
I mean, we play well today, you know. We had 2 outs, 2 strikes in the ninth, you know. They're in a tight game, so it wasn't a bad game from our end.
So getting back to the question of offensive approach, like, is the indicator for you the walk rate being kind of low, or, you know?
I mean, the strikeout rate is up, the walk rate is down, and we're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark, you know. Like, teams that strike out and walk and don't walk, I mean, usually – you strike out, you walk, you hit homers, right? But if you're not finding a way to get on base via the walk, then you have to slug, right? And right now, we're not doing that. So we just got to keep working. There were some good at-bats. I'm not saying all of them were bad, you know, but we have to make sure, you know, when we are ahead in the count, 2-0, 3-1, you get a pitch that you can handle. If not, pass the baton. That's the way you do it.
A day like this, does it get magnified just with the obviously not good hitting conditions?
I don't know. You got to ask the players. I know it was tough, but you're going to play a lot of games in those conditions.
Verily, did you see the control issues being the result of execution or not trusting the stuff enough?
No. Execution. I talked to him. He felt good. He felt like early in the game, he was obviously with the conditions, felt a little bit off, but then after that, no excuses, you know. There was an at-bat there by Andujar. We got 1 pitch, 1 out on Laureano, and then a 10-pitch at-bat, ended up with a double, right, on the line. And he limited the damage. He did. But he took a lot. We're good? Thank you.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 3-2 loss against the San Diego Padres. Just that one note on Connolly early, and then we got to hit a break. You know, for early, what has made him really good so far in his major league career is limiting the walks. You look at last year in his time in the minor leagues, he had a walk rate of 9.7%. And then when he had his four starts in the big leagues last year, or he had, and had that small sample size of games in which he pitched for the Red Sox and looked really good for this group, his walk rate was at 5.1%. The conditions today were a little crazy, but four walks in four innings, obviously that's just not going to cut it, and the pitch count was up a little too early again. He threw 47 pitches through the first two innings, 33 pitches in the third. He did have a quick fourth, and that was big just to kind of get through that, but again, he just wasn't sharp enough for this team. They needed to go into the bullpen. They went deep in it using five relievers. And the bullpen overall did a pretty good job. But again, the Padres get that one run against Chapman that proves to be the difference. I have more thoughts on the offense, and we'll hit that on the other side here of this break. Red Sox dropped the middle match against the Padres 3-2. Back right after this on WEEI.
We're back to Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Down to their last strike. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Bottom nine, the pitch. Is swung on and missed. He got him. Slider in the dirt, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox give up a really painful run in the top of the ninth inning, and San Diego levels the series with a 3-2 win.
Final call there from Will Fleming. Padres take the middle match here, 3-2 against the Red Sox. Another frustrating loss. I think less so than others. Amazingly, at least this one was competitive. You know, you go back to that Astros series, there were so many of those games that just felt over. And even though there were still innings to be played, you know, you had a feeling that the Sox wouldn't come back in it. This one, they showed some fight at times. You know, they fall down 1-0 in the second. They tied in the second inning. Then, you know, the Padres scratch across another run in the third. The Sox get one late against one of the best relievers in the sport in Adrian Morejon. Good at-bat from Andrew Monasterio to just put the ball in play. I thought one of the best at-bats, though, of this game, and again, I would even say the season, was the single from Roman Anthony against Adrian Morejon. Bingo bango there from Tristan Andrew. Behind the glass. All right, we only have four to five more minutes here on Red Sox Review. Let's go to Stanley in Taunton. He's got some thoughts on Roman Anthony. What's happening, Stanley?
Hey, how you doing? Bad way to go out, but I'm just going to say this, man. As much as I love the fact that we got another franchise player, I got to say, his Roman Anthony's throwing is abysmal, and I think that he should have just been the DH from the jump, and because Duran's just proven himself as a good left fielder or right fielder, wherever that he's at in the outfield. But like I said, I think he's more suitable to be a DH because he's constantly getting hits. So that's my honest opinion about it.
No, Stanley, the throwing from the outfield has been a little bit of a concern. I appreciate the call. I thought the throws on the road were definitely concerning. The one today to try to gun down Tatis at home plate, I actually thought that one wasn't so bad. It was more online, and what ultimately happened was, you know, Narvaez and Tatis, they made contact with one another. It was a little offline. It could have been better. There have been obviously better throws in the history of baseball. But the ones that were on the road, those were definitely concerning. And he was in the 52nd percentile in arm strength last year. So I wouldn't say panic about it yet. I would just say keep an eye on it. But with the bat, which to me with Roman Anthony is the most important thing, that had been a little bit concerning on the road trip after the great opener he had, and especially in that one game against Houston with Hunter Brown on the mound where he took 9 straight pitches against him, struck out 3 times. Or I don't know if it was he took all 9, now I'm just trying to remember, but it was 9 straight, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts against him. In that game. That was concerning. Falling behind in counts, not being aggressive at the beginning of counts. Today he goes 2-for-4. He hits the triple in the fifth inning, has that big single in the eighth inning. I like those at-bats. He obviously hit a pinch-hit home run in the last game of that series against the Astros, too. I think the bat's going to start to come around here for him. That the play in the outfield in terms of the throws, let's just keep an eye on it. Let's not panic about it yet. To me, there are more things to be concerned about, especially offensively as it's related to this group. And let's go to the text here, Gink, because we only have a couple more minutes. Somebody texts in, I'm 57. I've seen all the Sox seasons from 1978 to Morgan Magic and 03-04 and three more World Series. But Story has to start being more consistent. He's really a key part of our offense. And as I hit on in the last segment, to me, that's arguably the biggest concern right now, is he's your number two bat. It's not that I'm not sure. I know he's not the guy that, in an ideal lineup, should be hitting in that spot. And he's 4-for-37 to start the season. Big strikeout in the eighth inning, a key spot. Runner on third, two outs in the fifth inning, doesn't come through there. Again, your ideal lineup, somebody that makes more contact. And Story, when he gets going, the Red Sox are going to win more games. But hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. And hopefully it starts tomorrow against Walker Buehler. And the Sox win this series against the Padres. But 2-6 to start the season, not what we hope for. Got about a minute to go, and I got a text here that I really appreciate. It's from my guy Dan Lousbury in Winston-Salem. He said, my concern is that the start gets in their heads. I'd like to see the fan base get behind them and let them know it, like Philly fans did for Trey Turner a few years ago. And Dan saying, thanks, and keep up the good work. Winston-Salem's where I started my broadcast career. So Dan has been a supporter for a long time. Nice to see him chime in. Love you, Dan. Appreciate you, Dan. And maybe that is the answer. Showing a little bit more positivity. But the frustration you feel, understandable. Offensively, it's been a struggle. Predictable a little bit, too. But hopefully it changes tomorrow. Big thank you to Tristan Andrew. I'm Joe Weil. We got Final Four coverage coming up next here on WEI. Padres take this 3-2 against the Red Sox. Back at it tomorrow with coverage starting at 12:35. Adios.